of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Now, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is chiming in on the plight of the Iranian people who have been engaged in anti-government protests since late last week. Protests that have since turned deadly overnight, with at least two people being shot dead. State television reporting at least 12 people have been killed, dozens arrested. The Trump administration says it's very concerned about Tehran blocking Iranians from communicating through social media platforms in a bid to dampen the protest. Thousands braved the frigid New York night to celebrate the state of 2018, or I should say the start of 2018, in Times Square, an annual celebration that dates back to 1904. As they do each year, the crowd at Times Square counted down as the crystal ball slid down a pole, arriving at the bottom as 2018 began, accompanied by confetti and fireworks. Hundreds of thousands of people, watched over by thousands of police and other security personnel, were all crowded in the square despite temperatures around 12 degrees. The frosty festivities in Times Square included performances by Mariah Carey, Sugarland, and Nick Jonas in London, fireworks and the sound of Big Ben, the massive bell, and the Elizabeth Tower clock welcomed the start of 2018 for about 100,000 revelers near the River Thames. Big Ben has been silent since August, when a renovation project on the clock began. It's not scheduled to return to regular service for about 4 years. Fireworks are also part of celebrations in Paris and Moscow. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that the United States must realize that the North nuclear program is a reality. Reuters' Diane Hodges reports.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned the United States that he is ready to defend his country if he feels it's threatened. But he also said he was open to dialogue with South Korea. In his televised New Year's Day speech, Kim called for lowering military tensions on the Korean Peninsula and improving ties with the South. And he said he'd consider sending a delegation to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea in February. The speech comes after a year dominated by escalating tensions over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. In September, North Korea tested intercontinental ballistic missiles and conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear test in defiance of international warnings and sanctions. A spokesperson for South Korean President Moon Jae-in said they were still reviewing Kim's New Year's Day speech. U.S. President Donald Trump would only say, "We'll see," when reporting.